Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is David Jolly, who's CEO with J&J Industries. David, how you doing?
Doing fine, Kemp. Good to be with you today.
Yeah, thanks for being with our audience. I saw you a couple weeks ago at the Fuse Alliance under their new name, and we got to spend a few minutes together. Wanted to follow up with that, talk a little bit about some news that you released a couple weeks ago. Before we get into that, let's focus on the hospitality market for a minute. Tell us how you're seeing that business right now.
In my mind, not a lot has changed since last year. We started seeing a little bit of improvement during 2011 in the hospitality market from what it had been in years before. And I think everybody is still seeing some of that improvement and thinking that pretty soon the dam is going to bust, and this pent-up demand that we've had for many years, where some places have held off refurbing, you know, they just can't keep doing that. And so I believe a lot of people think that hospitality is really going to turn loose sometime in 12 or as we move on into 13. But I think right now it's still a little bit suffering from many of the same problems that are plaguing the rest of the commercial market, and that's somewhat of a sporadic recovery.
Mm-hmm. Most people know hospitality has been soft. I mean, you know, it was strong until, I guess, 2008 was when it started coming down, and it's been weak. And like you say, most people are anticipating a little bit of pent-up demand. With hospitality, there's public space in the rooms area, especially in the lodging portion of it. Obviously, there's other areas, casinos and restaurants. But when you talk about the lodging area, it's super competitive, especially when you get into the rooms piece of the business, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's very, very competitive, and I think we got a full dose of that as we really entered into the hospitality market last year with J&J Templeton. Mm-hmm. And the rooms part of the business, especially in those 1 to 3 star type establishments, which is where Templeton had the majority of its legacy, is very, very competitive. You tend to have 32-ounce specs in rooms, 36 in public space, and I was actually very surprised to see the price points that many of those rooms carpet deals get sold. And margins are very tight, but of course, the volumes can be very high, and then people try to make a little bit more of their margin up on the public space side of the business.
So when you talk about 1 to 3 star, that's the lower end of the business, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's ultra tight there, and even when you go to 3 to 5 star, it's still very, very competitive when you get into the room side of the business.
Well, I think it's important for everybody to know that while you made this announcement in the beginning of March that you're dropping the Templeton brand, that you're certainly not exiting that sector of the market. You're just moving away from certain pieces of it, right?
Absolutely. It's really a twofold decision. Number one, we had decided early on when we bought Templeton, of course, we bought the assets of Monticello International.
Right.
And we moved the assets that we sold, the ones we didn't want, and the ones we wanted, we brought over to our campus here on J&J Drive all through last year, refurbed all that equipment, et cetera. And as we looked at it, we said two things that are driving our decision. Number one, the agents that we had and that we had hired, they were really more adept at that traditional hospitality lodging market where most people focus their time, energy, and effort. And it is very competitive. The margins are very low. They weren't what we were really interested in. Second of all, hospitality lodging is not yet as comfortable with modular tile. Modular tile is a big focus for us. And so when we looked at it, we said we are going to have difficulty growing this business through agents as we want to make the margin we want and to sell the kind of product we want to sell. So as we have discontinued our J&J Templeton line, we are just taking the mechanical assets, we have the machinery, and we are looking to make product, both broadloom and tile, that our J&J Envision reps will sell, predominantly not in the lodging part of hospitality, but as we said, in some of those other areas, public convention centers, casinos, entertainment, leisure services, and then, of course, a big thing that we are very successful in is senior living. That part of healthcare, it really crosses over from more mainstream commercial into hospitality as well. And many of those assets are sort of employed from both hospitality and the commercial sector within that senior living. So that's another area we're excited about, and we do very, very well on the J&J Envision side. So we do intend to keep a focus on hospitality, but not so much in the lodging arena.
Right. So you're pulling back in the blow-and-go, price-sensitive areas and focusing on the fashion side of the business. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I think I covered this news, but Al Penney actually bought one of Card Monroe's most advanced machines, and that's part of that asset that you purchased, right?
Absolutely. We have the only one like it in the world that is a cut-and-loop machine.
Right.
It makes absolutely stunning carpet. And when we inherited that and some of the projects that were already scheduled and saw the price points on those, we were like, that's not where we're going to be selling it.
Mm-hmm.
So we do intend to take that machine and utilize it again in a broader commercial spectrum. And I think command a higher dollar for what that machine's capable of doing.
What do you think is holding back the hospitality business? Do you think it's a credit issue or a little bit of sentiment?
I think it's both. I think you have both factors that tend to hold that back. And again, I don't claim for a minute to be an expert in the hospitality business, but I've certainly had a crash course in the last couple of years as we've kind of evaluated and looked at it. But it is a challenging arena on a lot of fronts, and these last couple of years economically have really been difficult. And I think until some things loosen up, it's going to continue to be a little bit of a struggle, especially from a profitability standpoint.
Now, will you be going to the HD Expo in May?
We will not.
All right. Well, Dave, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, I think it's important for people to know that there are certain aspects of the hospitality market that you are focusing on. So we've been talking to David Jolly, who's CEO with J&J Industries, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.